From the KBET studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Friday, August 21st. Colorado is suing a private prison company to force it to cooperate with a public health investigation at an immigration detention center in Aurora. Attorney General Phil Weiser filed the lawsuit Wednesday against Geo Group after it stopped responding to requests for medical information and ignored public health orders. The state probe began after at least one case of active tuberculosis was confirmed at the Aurora facility in June. The lawsuit asks a state court to order Geo to provide medical information, a list of people who may have been exposed, and transfer details. Geo says it conducted its own investigation and there are no active cases. State officials say they can't confirm that without the requested information. The USDA has announced it will take steps to rescind the 2001 Roadless Area Conservation Rule. It was originally intended to protect wildland areas by preventing roads and other developments. The government says the change is needed to open lands for logging for wildfire mitigation. Environmental groups say the move is a threat to preserving wildlands. Timothy Prezzo with Earth Justice says now is the time for people to make their voices heard. A 30-day public comment period started yesterday.
This is a chance for everybody who cares about our public lands to speak up and say, keep these protections, don't roll them back.
Roadless areas make up about 30% of all national forest lands. Republican gubernatorial candidate Victor Marks is touring western Colorado this week and stopped in Glenwood Springs yesterday to make his pitch to voters. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Marks is a self-styled Christian ministry leader and high-risk humanitarian. He told about 100 people at the historic Hotel Colorado that he's on a mission to save the state. His top priorities: affordability, safety, and accountability. Marks says 8 years of Democratic control of the governor's mansion have made the state worse, not better.
This is not the Colorado it used to be. We have the loss of freedoms. We have an overreaching government. We have a state out of control of spending.
He's running against Colorado Attorney General Democrat Phil Weiser. And Weiser was also on the Western Slope this week. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Marks's Western Slope tour is scheduled to make a stop in Gunnison at the Fred Field Center on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. It could be mile high for Democrats in 2028. Denver is one of three finalists to host the Democratic National Convention. Boston and Philadelphia are also in the running. DNC leadership said in a statement that all three cities put together strong bids. Party leaders are expected to make a final decision on a host city later this year. Denver last hosted the DNC in 2008 when Barack Obama accepted the Democratic presidential nomination. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.